My homily, I do want to take this moment to thank all of the veterans among us, as we were just celebrating Veterans Day, for your willingness, your preparedness to serve our country, to serve freedom throughout the world, and recognizing the fact that those who are veterans among us were prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice, if such was called upon. And thankfully, we can thank you for Veterans Day and not Memorial Day. Right, when we remember those who have actually fallen in battle. But as I was reaching out to my friends who are veterans, a very interesting thing kept surfacing as I was thanking them for their service. So many of them were saying to me that they had been Boy Scouts earlier in their lives. And I don't know what the exact correlation would be, but it seems most of the veterans I know had served as Boy Scouts as well. And I thought that fit in very well with what I really wanted to address in the homily, because as I was reading the gospel and the other readings for this weekend, the phrase that kept coming to me was the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. And we know the Boy Scouts have been around for more than 100 years, and apparently now girls can also join the Boy Scouts, right? But it's an organization that has taught generation after generation to really focus on those things that matter most. As a little boy, I wanted to join the Boy Scouts. My best friend Jimmy was a Boy Scout, although it'd be a really cool thing to do, to join him. His mother was the den mother, or whatever they called her. And we were there for the first meeting, and I'm not the pugnacious type, but there's a little boy called Frankie, a little bit older than me, living around the corner, and we got into a fight right before the meeting began. So Frankie and I officially got kicked out of the Boy Scouts before we could even join. So it's an organization that I've always loved and appreciated, but I could never be a member of because of my bad behavior. But the main message of the Boy Scouts is, I really believe, is one of the main messages that Jesus was trying to give in today's gospel, to truly be prepared. Be prepared not only to little things in life, but be prepared for the biggest thing in life. And the word prepared literally means that, getting things ready beforehand. And we know every good chef knows that if you want to be a good chef, you have to prepare all of your ingredients beforehand. Every doctor knows you have to be well prepared before you go into a surgery. You can't all of a sudden say, oh my gosh, we forgot the anesthesia or something like that, right? You have to be prepared for all of that. And that's what Jesus is telling us. But no matter how much we prepare in life, and this is the second point of my homily, is that we're always going to make mistakes. I had studied 13 years to be a priest. And when I had my first wedding, I figured I'd knock this wedding out of the park. The bride was a little bit nervous. The groom was very nervous. He had this kind of like sweaty palms when he shook his hand and stuff like that. And I thought I had everything under control. And I was really excited that it's going to be my first wedding. It was really beautiful. We were there. It was at St. Gabriel's. And she was walking down the aisle in her beautiful white dress with her dad. I was all the way up here at the front with the groom and the best man. I'd lit the candles. I remembered to put out the readings. And we did the opening prayer here. They went to sit down. And I turned around. And I realized I did not turn on the lights in the sanctuary. The lights were on in church, but not in the sanctuary. So the poor first reader was going up and like trying to look at the reading. The cantor was having a hard time. And talk about sweaty palms. Oh my gosh, my palms are so sweaty. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I blew this. But I didn't want to, I was too proud. I didn't want to embarrass myself. So I was trying to figure out, how can I resolve this? So I waited for the Alleluia. Everyone stood up. I figured they were distracted. I ran into the sacristy, turned on all the lights, jumped back in the pulpit right on time. Whew, and I got through it. Well, when the wedding was over, I can't tell you how many compliments I got. People were like, that was amazing. I've been to so many weddings and I've never seen that dramatic effect. And that was like really cool. You know, do you always do that? No, it was my first wedding, right? I made a mistake. A small mistake. A stupid mistake. But I can genuinely tell you that of the hundreds and hundreds of weddings that I've done since then, I've never forgotten to turn on the lights in the sanctuary. And is that not what wisdom is? The other main topic of today's readings. Is it wisdom that we learn from our mistakes? That we learn from our positive, but also our negative experiences? And I always think about it, the wisest people I know are generally also the kind of oldest people I know. And I think it's often the case because the longer you live, the more mistakes you make, the more things you can learn from, and the better you can improve yourself. And that is the other main point of my homily today, the gift of wisdom. And that's really what today's gospel, Jesus speaks about the five wise virgins and the five foolish ones. In today's terminology, they would actually be the bridal party. There would be all of the bridesmaids carrying the torches and everything. And so you had the five wise and the five foolish. I did a little bit of a further investigation on the five wise ones. I don't know if you know this, but all five of the wise virgins all married graduates of Bergen Catholic. All of them married graduates of Bergen Catholic. The five foolish ones, I won't tell you who they married or anything like that. No, they weren't all Yankee fans. But anyway, but all kidding aside, ever since I heard this gospel as a little boy, and to I hearing it now as an older man, there's one thing in this story that's always bothered me. I know if it bothers you. But the thing about the story, it's like, okay, so you're the wise ones, and these are the foolish ones, but why aren't the wise ones kind enough to share? Right? I mean, isn't it more important to be a kind person and share than to be a wise person? And I've really struggled with it. I'm like, why did Jesus tell the story in this way? But as I've mulled it over more and studied the issue, basically Jesus wasn't giving a homily about sharing. He gave many other homilies about sharing. But this was about true wisdom. And this was about the fact that each one of us is an individual. Each one of us has to live our own lives. Right? I couldn't eat your breakfast this morning, right? And you couldn't eat mine, right? I can't perform the acts of charity that you perform, nor can you do mine. Each one of us is an individual. Each one of us is called to be prepared in this life, but also called to be truly wise. And Jesus is trying to say, each one of us has that individual responsibility. The wise virgins couldn't share their good works because there wouldn't have been enough oil for the others. It was impossible for them to share. And so, as we end this homily, I think it's a good moment for all of us to remember, as our veterans were, to be prepared to make the big sacrifices in life. But as the Boy Scouts knew, making the big ones means doing all the other little ones and being prepared. But above all, I would say to really also learn from our mistakes. To learn to truly grow wise in our lives. That we may really focus and be really prepared for the thing that matters most. And what matters most is at the end of our lives, will we have our oil for our lamps or will we not? And only each one of us can do that individually. So I'm going to give you a little minute right now. We'll reflect on those things. And may you have a good week. And may it truly be a wise week for each one of us.